Getting Past Being Joe Blow Neo Pro by Tobias S. Bakel, as read by Alex Wilson. Number 6. Plan Your Career Now. The buck stops on your desk. Writing is a solitary business for the Neo Pro. It is both a weakness and an advantage. One of the biggest weaknesses is that the solitary nature of being a writer leads to a formlessness. Planning is a big aid to shaping the path the Neo Pro will be walking. A writer is his own boss, and as such, he's going to have to act in many ways as the head of a business. It is tempting for Joe Blow Neo Pro to look at all the odds against him, the bizarre ins and outs of publishing, and develop a fatalistic attitude. But Joe is the head of his own business. He's made his bed. The decisions are his. The final responsibility lies in his hands. Most of his own success is going to come from his own efforts. So any Neo Pro should consider that many successful businesses use plans to get ahead. In many books, you might find a group of goal-setting categories like this: vision, mission, objectives, values, strategies, goals, programs. Adopting a similar set of functions is a good idea for a beginning writer, just as it is good for guiding a business. Now, being writers, I fully recommend going through and tinkering with that to create one that fits one's own goal set more fully. A 3-part breakdown works quite well for a beginner's need: vision, milestones, and achievable goals. Joe should probably put these into writing and maybe post them around his office somewhere as visible reminders to the path he's seeking to walk. He also shouldn't consider them set in stone. A plan is certainly changeable, but one has to have a plan before one can change a plan. Sadly enough, so few people have a plan for anything in life. The big picture is missing for many as they go from crisis to crisis. But with a plan, one can go from reaction to action, and it is only in action that people can really make astounding changes to their lives. Vision. If Joe Blow Neo Pro were to run into himself 10 years from now, what would he hope to be able to tell himself? There are a number of different ways to come up with this section of goal planning. One is to write an imaginary bio of a future self. Joe Blow Pro is a best-selling writer of robotic exorcism stories, with his latest novel, The Rusty Possessed, having sold over 1 million copies. He has won a Hugo, a Nebula, and a Squeaky Oil Can Award. He has been frequently published in the magazine of fantasy and science fiction, Asimov's, and Analog. The next step would be to work this up into a paragraph or half-page statement that basically covers the accomplishments that Joe wants to achieve, as well as some other things like the following questions. What kind of writer does Joe want to be known as? If he were to read an imaginary review of his body of work, what would he want to be said? Being able to hold a vision in one's mind of where one wants to be is the first step in getting there. We all daydream about becoming famous writers. Take it a step further and quantify that on paper. Concrete goals are something that can be aimed for. Once this vision has been captured, the next step is to then begin to analyze it. This bleeds into writing out and considering milestones. Milestones. The vision is a far-out set of goals. For some, they'll almost seem unachievable, so they're going to have to be broken down into more comprehensive parts. In the vision statement, Joe said he wanted to be frequently published in the magazine of fantasy and science fiction. A career milestone would most likely be his first sale there. He says he wants to be a best-selling writer of novels. His first novel sale will be another milestone then. Basically, now Joe is charting out all the flags that would lead up to him being able to write that vision statement. Getting into SFWA the day he has sales to all three magazines in his bibliography, making repeat sales to any of them, tells him that he might have staying power, so that is another milestone. Charting each of these helps Joe mark his progress off. The day he sells his first novel, he can say he has made another step towards reaching his final goal. By keeping the big picture in his head, Joe won't lose focus. He isn't liable to rest on his laurels easily. He can also see how far he has come. For many neo-pros, several milestones have become their goals. They have no vision statement with a full set of milestones, so when they make their first professional sale, they flounder. What comes next? How do they move forward? With a plan in hand, Joe Blow NeoPro can keep his momentum going as he starts looking to the next milestone. And yet, to achieve success, these milestones need to be broken down into smaller parts that aren't markers of how far one has come, but are actual events and goals that the writer can achieve and use to push himself forward. Achievable goals. The achievable goals are the manipulatable bits of the plan. Now that a big picture has been laid out and framed, the pixels need painted. Looking at Joe's sequential milestones, one can pick out a couple of earlier milestones in a budding career, a sale to the magazine of fantasy and science fiction, and selling a novel. There are numerous other milestones he should be working towards, so when Joe draws out his list, it will be almost a flowchart of concurrent items. Yet again, this is why planning is important. A career is many things, in terms of novels, short stories, articles, promotion, networking. And Joe has to look to balance all this, but a big three sale in a novel are two big milestones. In order to sell to the magazine of fantasy and science fiction, Joe is going to have to plan to write a fair number of stories, revise them, and submit them. In order to sell a novel, Joe is going to have to first write a novel. Joe has to make some further decisions. Should he try writing both a number of stories and a novel at the same time, or maybe focus on one path? Hard call, but now Joe has to break that down into even easier goals. Should he aim for 6 submissions to the magazine of fantasy and science fiction a year? That would mean he needs to write about 30,000 words of short fiction. That is 2,500 words a month of short story writing. Break that down even further into 1 week a month of writing 400 words a night, and Joe has small, easily achievable goals he can use to aim for his first magazine of fantasy and science fiction sale. Now, writing a novel will mean he has to plan that as well. How long should that take? A page and a half a night on the other 3 weeks a month, and he will end with a sizable manuscript. These daily, weekly, quarterly, and yearly goals are achievable. Joe can work on these directly while moving towards milestones. Reward goal achievement. Celebrate milestones. Positive reinforcement is an important part of the planning game. Joe can't go day and day out for months on end without burning out if he doesn't love what he's doing. And the worst thing for a writer is to come to a keyboard with the impression that it's back to the daily grind. Starting with the smaller goals, Joe should reward himself for reaching his smaller, easily achievable goals. Has he written and submitted a new story to the magazine of fantasy and science fiction? Then maybe it's time to go rent that new video game he's been eyeing. Stay within budget, but do make the effort to reward the writing work. Since publication and money isn't guaranteed with all the hard work as a neo-pro, the win can cut out his sales real quick. Tying in rewards for hitting the smaller goals ameliorates that effect. Milestones are rewards in and of themselves for the writers, but tying together a definite reward to the achievement will help cement the cause and effect. He needs to find something that motivates him even more. Prepared and adaptable. Many people we view as lucky were prepared or hard workers. It is said an overnight success to the public was always 10 years in the making behind the scenes. Joe should likewise be on a plan. How many people have we met still wandering aimlessly around, writing as it strikes their fancy, submitting as they remember, and suffering from a general lack of guidance in their efforts? It is time to get organized. Produced by